Hi, my name's Alan Flynn. I'm an actor. I'm here today in Rockburn near Exeter because I was in two of the three original Star Wars films. The problem with Star Wars, or working for George Lucas, if you can imagine there is a problem, is the fact that he's not a very communicative person. So one can shoot and shoot and shoot, but you never know. You never know at the end of the day what the what he actually wants. So you just keep on shooting again and again and again and again, and doing the same scenes over again and again and again, until he imagines that he's got what he wanted, because he can't tell you what he wants.
So it's the Star Wars is basically an edit film then?
It's totally an edit film, and every single other version of it that's come out since, slightly tweaked, is an edit version. And now you find even fan film versions of them, which are re-edited again, plus they go through the labs and they re-grade everything. There's a guy called Adi Adiwan, who you'll find on YouTube. He's already done A New Hope. He's halfway through The Empire Strikes Back, and will carry on. Complete re-edits. Even putting right the colours of lightsabers that are wrong, or adding lights into Darth Vader's light chest boxes where it was forgotten to put them on. Things like that.
So these are passionate people that obviously love those films.
Oh, yeah.
So you must see this all the time, the conventions.
Oh, absolutely. I love doing conventions. Because, people think I'm a total nutter, but when I'm sitting there and I meet these people, they have so much talent. And quite often they don't realise how much talent they have, because you've got to remember, as an actor, when I started, I would often have stuff provided for me, and it would fit or it wouldn't fit. You had to make it fit, whatever. But these guys, the stormtroopers of today, okay, some of them buy the stuff, but a lot of them also actually build their own vac formers, and they pull their own armour and adjust it, even make it for their children to wear.
Yeah.
Film accurate. It's absolutely amazing. On Empire Strikes Back, yeah, in the Carbonite Chamber, which was my main work on that, although I appeared in other scenes as other characters, I do remember the funniest thing that happened, and could have been tragic but wasn't in the end. The set was 18 feet high and set on scaffolding, and to access the set you had to climb a ladder. And it was a double extension ladder, and we were in full stormtrooper armour.
Nice.
Yeah, which was very, very difficult climbing up and down ladders, because we also had to wear the helmets on our heads. And some bright spark in the wardrobe had decided that the lenses of the stormtrooper helmets were too reflective, and so went and got some Brasso and polished out the shine, nice. So they weren't reflective, which meant that we couldn't see anything from inside.
Of course, yeah.
So we were trying to get up and down these ladders all the time, so the armour was cutting into us. When we got to the top, we were standing on a grid which had real steam being vented under our feet. The doors to the studio were shut to keep the atmosphere in, and we were also being lit with arc lights. And so the temperature got up to 130, 140 degrees on a daily basis. And when Darth Vader came on set, he couldn't see where he was going either. And he had a dresser who was called John Birkinshaw, very famous in the business, no longer with us, unfortunately, who found a way to get Dave to the set easily. And that was, he had an old porter's trolley, which he borrowed from the local railway station, from Shepperton. And Dave would stand on the trolley and he'd be wheeled in. And John was a real character, wearing pink cashmere and pink bow ties. And he would say, "Make way for Mother, I'm bringing Daft Ada through." So he would make his entrance, but he had a proper stairway he was allowed to go up, but that meant they had to move the camera out of the way because it was in the stairwell. So, yeah. One of the other stormtroopers, who was one of the extras, every time they moved the camera around, they needed everybody to move in relation to the camera, and sometimes to cheat positions so that they didn't obscure one another. And one guy was asked to take one step to the right, and he took it and went straight off the edge, 18 feet down onto concrete. Yeah, and he could have hurt himself very badly, but he survived.
He survived, what, because of all the armour?
Yeah, it all just cracked up around him. So that was it. I've got an official website, which is www.alanflyng.com, and there's a secondary one which is easier to access sometimes, which is www.alanflyng.weebly, which is www.weebly.com.